Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Talk about Mexican Batman. Yeah. Indiana man cuts off penis, uses it to set his mother's garage on fire. All right, guys. So last week in the podcast, we spent. The wheel was spended. Anyways, we had this wheel. Why the fuck not? Like, with the way that the government is running this country right now, it feels like I'm living in the episode of The Boys. Salutations, listeners. I've never actually introduced a podcast like that before. My bad. Let me get back to it. What it is. Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing. That's me, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the silly. So this episode, let's talk about what we got coming up. First of all, we are going to talk about Mexican Batman. Yes, Mexican Batman. That is going to be a part of the discussion. We are also going to talk about a guy who set a building on fire. He used his penis. We're going to talk about that. Sexy toy bomb threats and more. It's a lot happening this episode. You don't want to miss it. So do not touch that 15-second skip tab. Or maybe it's 30 seconds. It depends on what platform you're using. Speaking of platforms, if you are on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a favor, leave me a 5-star and or written review, a nice one. Hopefully you're like, hey, this podcast is fire. I think you would like it. Subscribe, you know, that kind of thing. Tell people how much you're enjoying the silliness and the sultry sexiness of my voice. That was creepy. That wasn't sexy at all. All right. So I had a very interesting last couple of weeks. Last week, last Saturday, I got a chance to meet Akon. That was dope. So many of you, if you are new to the podcast, I got a chance to, I work with a morning radio show called the Q Morning Crew. And they are associated with Q99.7 Atlanta. And that's what I currently do now. I work with them. And so anyways, the Q Morning Crew was interviewing Akon and promoting his new music and talking about his past and all the cool things that he's done in his musical career as well as his personal career. It was really a great, interesting experience. First of all, Akon, taller than I expected. I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect him to be that tall. If I had to finger bang it, I would say, it's a weird way of putting it. If I had to guess how tall Akon is without Googling it, like face to face, I would say about 5'11", maybe 6 foot. But I don't know. Y'all Google it. I don't care enough about that. Here's the thing about Akon. I've met a lot of celebrities, not just like through work, but like in general. I lived in Los Angeles for like 10 years. You come across them. And I have to say, out of a lot of the celebrities that I have met, Akon is definitely one of the kindest, most like sincerely kind individual. He's done a lot for his community in Africa. He's done a lot of things with charity. He's done a lot of things with music. The man is, he's a great man. I mean, what else can I say? He's the GOAT in many ways of life, but not just the GOAT in creating music or beats or working with music, but like the GOAT in being a good human. He's done a wonderful thing. So I think it's really dope that we got a chance to interview him. I don't know when the interview was coming up, but if you want to know, I guess listen to the Q Morning Crew on Q99.7 Atlanta. And if you don't live in Georgia or the Atlanta area, you can always go and download our app, Q99.7 Atlanta app. And between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., between 6 and 10 a.m., that is when the Q Morning Show is doing their thing. So the Q Morning Crew on Q99.7 Atlanta. So you can check that out. When we met, I will say this too, when we met Jason Derulo, he was also very kind. I feel like the guy that we see like on TikTok, that's pretty much him. I think he was a little bit more reserved at that time because he was interviewing and promoting his music. You know, it was a time and place for the goofiness that we see on TikTok, but he did share a lot of that fun silliness of himself, which was really dope as well. So I gotta say, I am loving working with the Q Morning Crew. I love my job. I do a lot, multitasking a lot for 4 hours a day in that little studio by myself, just trying to get everything done. And it's just so dope that I get to do the things that I enjoy and get paid for it. Now, mind you, it's only part-time and, you know, I ain't making millions or anything, but at least I'm doing something that I enjoy. You know, working for Kroger when I was a Kroger delivery driver, fucking hated that job. Hated it. So glad I don't have to do that anymore. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, a new Have You Heard About? Well, actually, it's going to be a few Have You Heard About next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, guys. So last week in the podcast, we spent the wheel was spended. Anyways, we had this wheel. If you're watching this right now on YouTube or Spotify video form, you can actually see this wheel here. We took a spin on this wheel. Yeah, that sounds good. And it was actually words are on it to help us actually decide which topic that I would discuss on the Have You Heard About segment. So this week, we don't need no stinking wheel because this episode is nothing but a bunch of Have You Heard About segments. I'm going to be doing this. I want to have a couple of like editions of the podcast that I'm going to bring out every now and then. One of them, obviously, is going to be the listener episodes where you guys are either emailing me or you're sending in your voice messages on SpeakPipe. Once again, SpeakPipe.com/AmberSmilesJones. Or maybe you're hitting up my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Or maybe you're emailing me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. So there are many ways you can reach out, and any of the stories or questions or whatever it is that you share, especially if it's fun, interesting, terrifying, or any other type of emotion, I'm going to share in the podcast, and it could spike an entire episode. You know, you can literally inspire an entire episode. And so, listener episodes, took me a long time to say that. Listener episodes, the Have You Heard About episodes, which is like episodes of nothing but just random outrageous things that I've come across online that I can share with you. And one of the other things I want to do is obviously I want to get back into my paranormal activity stuff. I want to share some of the experiences that I've had as a paranormal investigator. I want to talk about some of the places that I want to visit, all like the paranormal stuff. So I want to make sure that we have those episodes that's just about those things, because those are actually like my most intriguing episodes. Now, if you have been enjoying my urban legend series, please let me know. I think we've done like, what, 3 or 4 of those so far. And then I'm also doing some I Survived type series. So I guess when you think about it, Professionally Silly, my favorite part about this podcast is I do not keep myself in a box, because if I get bored with what I'm doing, then I feel like the audience is going to feel that too. So I like to mix it up. And there's so many different things that I have interest in that I find, oh, that's weird, or whoa, super fucking creepy. And I want to look into it. And then I ended up learning some other things along with you in researching for that episode. And it's just a lot of fucking fun. So anyways, let's go ahead and get into this. This week, we're going to go ahead and start off with the two items on the wheel that we did not choose last week. Last week, we talked about Teletubbies and The Sopranos. I know that sounds crazy, but if you want to know what I'm talking about, listen to last week's episode. Have you heard about Mexican Batman? Yeah. I feel like it'd be racist if I tried to do like a Spanish accent, so I'm not going to do that. Everybody's getting canceled for so many reasons. But I don't know. I'm a comedian, like literally, you know what I'm saying? So maybe they wouldn't get upset, but I feel like everybody's kind of, you know, everybody's on edge, so I'm not going to push it right now. Yeah. All right. So this is actually coming from the Instagram page at how everything works. So if you're looking at this once again in video form on YouTube or Spotify, you get to see all the different images of the topics that we're talking about. And I am loving this. The very first thing that caught my eye on this is the fact that there are two men that are literally duct taped to a pole, and their mouths are also duct taped. So yeah, that caught my attention. The caption is, Mexico has a real life Batman hunting down thieves at night. I love this. It says here, mysterious vigilante nicknamed the Batman of Lagos de Moreno, I think I said that right, has gone viral after multiple suspected motorcycle thieves were found duct taped to lampposts in Lagos de Moreno, Jalisco, Mexico. Hey, is that the same place where the beer is from? What is it? Estrella Jalisco, I think is what it's called. Good beer. I think it's a Mexican lager. Good shit. All right, sorry. Got distracted by that. Since June 13th, authorities have documented at least five similar incidents, and the individuals were discovered bound to poles and some of their mouths taped shut. Warning signs accusing them of theft. Okay, so these guys are taped to the poles. They're holding signs in their hand, pretty much saying we're thieves, and their mouths are duct taped. This is just like so 90s. I love this so much. This is like 90s vigilante stuff, and I am for it. You know, I am here for it. Now, apparently, on some of the thieves, they have the word what is it? Ratero, I think what it is. I think it's like RATERO. And I believe that means thief in Spanish, or it doesn't mean something good. Doesn't mean anything good. The police are looking into this because we don't really know if these guys are actually thieves. So right now it sounds like that they are treating these men as victims until they can figure out what's going on. But I mean, if they are thieves, I say this is great. This is what we should do to criminals. Honestly, if you steal some shit that I worked hard for, then I have the right to have Batman tape you up to a pole and just leave you for the cops. I feel like that's fair. That's fair. And then we can put you on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, and you've embarrassed your family, you've embarrassed yourself, and maybe you won't steal again. I don't know. You'll be viral until the next clown. You'll be all right. The old tie the criminal to the pole trick. That's a gimmick that I can get down on. I like that. Bring that shit back. You know what I mean? And also, let his ass cross the border, too. If Mexican Batman is handling this, we have a lot of crime over here. I like a lot of it. You know, let him cross the border and clean up our streets, too. That'd be dope. We can all make a GoFundMe for him. Get him all the duct tape he needs. That'd be fire. Yes. Why the fuck not? Like, with the way that the government is running this country right now, it feels like I'm living in the episode of The Boys. So why not? Let's have this. All right, so let's go ahead and go to the comments. This is coming. This is people who commented on this post at ig.agram, I think. This person says, well, someone's living my dream. No, facts. I understand that. I like that. I also would like to be Batman. But these titties, they get in the way. I think you would know it was me. Let me tell you something. I don't know if this is real or not, but if it is, karma is a bitch, and her name is Mexican Batman. Let's go on to the next one. Have you heard about this couple signed a GTA 6 contract to go ahead and ensure uninterrupted gaming? All right, so this one is coming from the Instagram page at poopitpubity. Damn it. P-U-B-I-T-Y. I still can't pronounce it. It's six fucking letters, and I still can't say it. This is what it has come down to. Everybody, first of all, GTA 6 is never coming out. So this entire, I don't know why I keep bringing it up. I don't know why we keep talking about it. Apparently, they're going to be out November 19th of 2026, but I guarantee that's not going to happen. But anyways, there is a couple out there who has decided to create a contract for the male of the couple, I'm assuming, because the way he is holding that contract in his hand, like it's a thug life photo, is insane. But anyways, he must have come up with this. She's in the photo with him, with a looks like a blow pop in her mouth, really excited about it as well. But he has come up with a contract so that his girlfriend slash wife, I don't really know which one she is to him, will not interrupt him or do the, I guess, the annoying stereotypical things that girlfriends slash wives do while their men counterparts are gaming. Their male counterparts are gaming. So he came with a contract. Let's go ahead and take a look at that, shall we? So it says here that the agreement covers a 10-day window where she agreed not to interrupt his sessions or comment on how long he's been playing, is what it says here. Banned phrases include, "It's just a game." So that's a quote that is in the contract that she is not allowed to say. Once again, if you're looking at this on YouTube or Spotify, enjoy this. So they are happily holding this contract together. This looks ridiculous. Y'all should see this man's signature. All right, so let me go ahead and scroll over here. The other photo that I want to show you here is what the contract actually says. Let's go ahead and dig into this stupid shit. It says Grand Theft Auto 6, use the logo of Grand Theft Auto in everything. Contract agreement. Number one, from November 19th, 2026 to November 29th, 2026, I can play Grand Theft Auto 6 as much as I want. Two, walking in front of the TV or monitor while a mission, cutscene, heist, or online session is in progress is strictly forbidden, and it will result in consequences. Oh, this man means business. My God. Okay. Number three here, if I fail a mission, get wasted, or get busted, do not say, and there's three quotes here. One, it's just a game. Two, you can do it later. Three, haven't you been playing long enough? So they cannot say those three terms at all. If he fails a mission or whatever the fuck. Okay. All right. Here's the fourth rule here. All hugs, kisses, conversations, errands, and this is a quote, "Can you help me with this really quick request? Must wait until I have completed my current mission or reached a safe house." Okay, so that's very specific. He knows what he's talking about. I've enjoyed GTA in my past. I haven't played it in years, but I do enjoy watching people play. I don't have a PS5, by the way. That's one reason. But I enjoy it. I'm really looking forward to GTA 6 coming out, because when it does, I'm hoping to get it and then make my best friend DJ Hey Cousin play with me for 10 days straight. And then we'll have the world sign this contract for those 10 days. My boss can't talk to me. Nobody. Leave me alone. I'm busy. All right. So here's the last one here. It says here, if you purchased the game for me or contributed at least $40 towards the game, you may eliminate one stipulation from rules 2 to 4. So 2 through 4 out of those rules, you can, eliminate one of those rules. So yeah, this is happening now. People have to create contracts to enjoy games that should have been out 3,000 years ago. Gotta love what GTA 6 is putting us through. But you already know, we gotta go take a look at these comments. I will say this, it's insane how many relationships will be on the line thanks to this fucking game. We're going to see just how strong these relationships are. We're going to see. All right. So here we have at Bethany.Marie.Carol who replied. This is her comment here. If the ick was a contract, is what she said. At T. Gotts says, or just don't date guys who want to play video games for 10 days straight. I mean, there's someone out there for everybody. You know what I mean? My best friend's a gamer. I guess I'm a gamer. I'm probably not as big as a gamer as he is, obviously, but I don't think I would have a problem with dating someone who is super into video games. But I will say this, if it's the only thing they do and they're not making money doing it, no, that's a red flag for me. We got to go out into the world and do some things together. Like, can we have sex? Can we eat? Do you bathe? Like, there is a stereotype of gamers that I think that a lot of us put all gamers into. And I think because of South Park, I think South Park fucked up how we see gamers now. I think South Park did that. My bad. Yeah. And if you've seen that episode, you know exactly what I'm talking about. D. McLean Photo says, looks like he wrote his signature with his toes. I'm telling y'all, that's one of the first things I saw in that photo, which is so weird. It's his weird ass signature. It looks so strange. At Michelle Lynx 43 says, honey, I'm having a heart attack. Not now. I'm on a mission. We talked about this. I love that. That's a great comment. I love that. Oh my God, sweetheart, the house is on fire. I'm still looking at this cutscene right now. Why are you? Did you not read the contract? This is crazy. I love it. Have you heard about Indiana man cuts off penis, uses it to set his mother's garage on fire? That is the caption of this next Have You Heard About topic. Let me repeat it because I'm not sure you quite understood what I said. I said Indiana man cuts off his penis and uses it to set his mother's garage on fire. Are we on the same page here now? Okay. Because when I read it, I had to reread it like a couple of times. I thought, you know how sometimes you're looking at your phone, like you're scrolling through TikTok or Instagram or whatever, and you come across something and you're really tired and you know you should be asleep, but you still keep looking like, let me just scroll a couple more times. I thought I was just like delirious reading this wrong. I don't know one man in my life who's ever cut off his own penis. Now, I do know that whole Lorena Bobbitt story, okay, but she cut off his penis. He didn't cut off his own. Somebody else cut his penis off, okay? I don't know of anyone who voluntarily was like, you know what? This is wild. All I have to say is that is a very interesting way to start a fire.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introducing World Star Instagram. That's the page. That's the page that this is coming from. And again, the caption is really caught my eye. Let's go ahead and dig into everything that's being said here. It says here, a Fort Wayne man has been charged. That's Indiana. Has been charged with arson after police say he cut off his own penis, doused it in gasoline, and then he used it to start a fire in his mother's garage. Now, it's already a garage. I feel like there should be other things in there that you can set on fire. Honestly, just douse the garage in gasoline. Why do you have to cut your penis off? It just feels unnecessary. Okay. It goes on to say, according to investigators, 36-year-old Christopher Peden, I think is how you say his last name, allegedly entered the detached garage around 2 a.m. on May 6th, amputated his penis with a kitchen knife, poured gasoline on it, and then set it on fire before walking away, leaving the blaze to spread. I mean... I mean, I guess technically he did use wood. See what I did there? That was low hanging fruit. That was another one, but I was reaching even harder for that one. That's what you call a reach around joke. Ah, I did it again. I know there's at least one person listening to this podcast who was dying at that corny shit. Okay. Police initially encountered Christopher after he falsely claimed that he had been stabbed downtown in downtown Fort Wayne. So he's lying to the police saying, hey, listen, I got stabbed downtown. I swear to God, if he said it was a black or brown man, I can't cut his dick off. I can't threaten that. Never mind. So while he was receiving treatment at the hospital, investigators say that he admitted to the stabbing story. He said that it was fabricated. It didn't actually happen. And he confessed to starting the fire. I honestly really think that we should get down to the nitty gritty as to why the fuck and how. How do you cut your penis off and then do something else directly after that? It's a lot. It's a lot. Now, I don't have a penis, but I feel like that's not a very simple thing to do. Okay. So fire officials recovered a gasoline can, 4 Bic lighters, and a knife from the scene. Chris is scheduled to appear in Allen County Court on Monday to face the arson charge. So this is posted like 6 days ago on World Star. That's some crazy shit. To my fellas listening and or watching this podcast right now, I got a special question for you. Let me know down in the comment section, when was the last time, or maybe the first and last time, I suppose, that you cut off your own penis and set something on fire? Or not even the second part of that sentence. When was the last time you cut your penis off? I swear to God, if somebody actually answers that question with, well, it was the year of, 'twas the night of, I remember like it was yesterday. All right, man, y'all know we got to go ahead and go to these comments. @7Evan_ says, Molotov cock is crazy. I love that. He didn't even say cocktail. Molotov cock is insane. I love that, dog. That's probably my favorite comment so far. I love that so much. All right, so @SavagePoet says, wait, they flammable? Somebody should have warned us. No, facts. I got to hold you. I don't know what it looks like to cut your penis on, up or off and then set it on fire. But because it's a phallic shaped thing, you think wick. So do you like just the tip or I did it again? please don't stop listening to this podcast. I would apologize, but it's going to happen again. Next comment is coming from @chaos_MWM. And this person says, finally, someone done. I take it back. This is my favorite comment. Finally, someone done outdid us in Florida. All right, listen, y'all know Florida man is a thing. If you are an international listener, we have a state here in the U.S. of A called Florida. That's where Disney World is, Miami, cocaine, all the things. And gators, I don't know, stereotypical Florida shit, I guess. Anyways, that is apparently the armpit of the United States of America, literally kind of shaped like one. But apparently a lot of strange things happen in Florida, and they've kind of, or I can't even say they donned it. We kind of gave them this whole thing, this whole stereotype. We gave it to them that all the weird shit happens in Florida, which is not true, but it is such a thing that someone made, like someone commented this. Well, finally, somebody outdid Florida. Now, I tell you, I actually have done a few episodes solely about the Florida epidemic of stupidity in that state. And I will say this, I've met some folks from Florida who always tell me it's people keep moving here and doing weird shit. It's not us. I'm like, all right, I don't know. I'm not sure I believe you. Why are you so mad? Like, you just, I guess it's kind of similar to like when someone accuses you of doing something that you know for a fact you didn't fucking do, and they just don't believe you, and it's just so frustrating. I think all Floridians might feel like that because of this whole Florida man shit. All right, let's go on to our last story. This is going to be dope. I have the perfect happy ending. a little sex joke. I have a perfect ending for this Have You Heard About special edition episode. Let's go ahead and get to that. Sex toy triggers bomb threat. Yeah, sex toy. It triggers a bomb scare. So let's go ahead and dig into that. And I think everybody in this story still has their penises. I cannot make that promise, but let's go ahead and dig in. All right. So this is coming from one of my favorite podcasts, the Bananas Podcast. I love them. Driving me bananas, baby, bananas, baby, driving me. I love that podcast. They pretty much do what I do, but with a better budget. Sex toy triggers bomb scare. This is one of the stories that they talked about on their Instagram page @TheBananasPodcast, and of course had to share it. It says here, this happened, it looks like in Sweden. Let's go ahead and dig into that. Ooh, Sweden. All right. It's a Sydney Morning Herald is the one who actually wrote the story that in Bananas Podcast shared it. A Swedish bomb squad called out to disarm suspicious package did not find a ticking bomb, but a vibrating sex toy. That happens, I guess. I don't know of many things that are delivered with batteries included, let alone with batteries inside of them without the little plastic thing you pull to before it starts. So this is already sus. I'm already wondering, did this person buy a used sex toy? Like, what? It says here, a janitor alerted police after he found the package in a garage of an apartment building in what is this, Göteborg. I hope I said that right. If you're a Swedish listener right now, I probably have at least one of y'all listening. My bad. Göteborg, Sweden's second biggest city. A police spokesman, Jan Stragenard said, I'm fucking up these names. Anyways, the package, which, by the way, really glad they decided to share in this article, that it's the second city. And so I don't care about that. And I also don't care about the police spokesman. I want to know, why is there a vibrating sex toy in this garage? That is the only thing I care about. All right. The package was humming and vibrating suspiciously. I don't know of any other way for an unknown package to be described as that is vibrating suspiciously. They nailed it on the head with that suspiciously. So police took no chance and sent out a team of explosive experts. After having cordoned off the area, they opened the package with bomb disposal equipment, only to find that the battery operated device inside is actually not a bomb. This is a quote here. The package was vibrating when the janitor found it, but I think it had sort of died out by the time it was disarmed. That's a quote there. That's what the police spokesman Jan Stragengard had to say. It was not immediately clear who had left the package in the garage. I need to know who bought the sex toy. I need to know, did they leave it there on purpose? I need to know, the delivery man not realize he dropped it? I need more details to this. Also, what kind of sex toy was it? What was the girth of the sex toy? Are we talking two fingers, three fingers? How many, what size are the batteries? Are we talking AA, AAA, that 9-volt battery thing, C, D, all of that tells us girth right there. There's a lot of unanswered questions when it comes to this story, and damn it, I want to know. It's a shame with all these like sex jokes that I just did in general. Still, no one got blown in this episode. Boom, boom, boom. Also, is there a Sweden in Florida? I'm just checking, like, because it sounds like some Florida shit to me. If there is a Paris, Texas, why can there not be a Sweden, Florida? Somebody look that shit up. I need to know. Let's go ahead and go to these comments. You already know I have to.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play. Only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so the first comment is great. I love it. It's coming from @mindful_chef. Here's the thing. It's the only comment, so that's why it's great. Modern bombs don't tick. End of comment. First of all, I feel like the fact that that's the only thing that this person had to say, if we search carefully, I think they might have a manifest. We need to keep our eye on this person. I don't need you to tell me. Why not ask my question? What kind of sex toy was it? What type of batteries did it take? You know what I mean? Modern bombs don't tick. You know what I'm saying? I feel like his mom lives in his attic and she might not be alive. Somebody check on mindful_chef. I'm concerned. It's time to tell me something good. This just in, something didn't go to hell this week segment. Let's go ahead and talk about that coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Blockbuster libraries are popping up across America. Y'all don't understand how dope this is. When I was growing up, and even sometimes today, you come across like these neighborhoods or areas in public where they have kind of like a miniature library, is usually like the size of like a post office mailbox, about that size. And people put books inside of it. So you take a book, you leave a book, and it's a free thing. So people who don't have access to books, sometimes it gives them the opportunity to check out these books. You know, it's really dope. But now that no one's really reading books anymore, we have Audible and all these other things and podcasts, you know, and all those things. So people aren't reading as much as they used to. However, there are still a lot of people who are. I want to point that out. There is a book talk for a reason. But here's the thing. Blockbuster is getting in on this because the VHS, the DVD, the Blu-ray, all those things are, well, they're not obsolete, but they're not as popular as they used to be. So now, instead of these random, fun, cute little library nooks that they have throughout the city full of books, they are full of VHSs and DVDs and Blu-rays and all kinds of interesting things. So you take a DVD, leave a DVD. You take a VHS, you leave a VHS. And I think that is so dope. I think it's a tell me something good because it's literally just like something nostalgic and something wonderful that people are sharing the things that they love that they grew up watching, or maybe it's just movies that they know that someone else would enjoy. Who knows what the reasons are as to why it's being shared, but the fact that other people who don't have access to those things will be able to see those things. There are still a lot of people out there that still have their VCRs, they still have their DVD players. And if we're being honest, we live in a world where we don't really own anything. The Amazon Prime accounts, the Netflix, the HBO Maxes, the Apple TVs, the Hulus, all those things, Disney Plus, all those things. We don't own any of that shit that we're watching. We're renting it monthly, literally. There are contracts for all of those things that we enjoy that can disappear at any moment. Even the ones that you quote unquote buy on Amazon. If Amazon was, it may not be there forever. You know, so it's interesting. I grew up in a time frame when you wanted music or you wanted a movie or whatever. You went out to the store, you bought that shit, and it belonged to you. And you only had to pay for it once. So I think that it's really dope that they're doing this, and I am down. So this is coming from the Instagram page at Dexter2. Love that page so fucking much. It says here, the community-driven project transforms abandoned newspaper boxes into free neighborhood movie exchanges to keep physical media alive, is the point of this. So there are a bunch of, like, what they've done is they've taken old newspaper stands and they turn them into a place where you can take a movie and leave a movie. Because newspaper stands are usually waterproof because, you know, it's a newspaper. There's a door attached to it, all the things. So this is actually dope. I looked on the map on the website. If you want to take a look and see if it's in your area, because it's not just the U.S. There are certain places around the globe, actually, who are joining in on this. So you can always go to freeblockbuster.org, I think is what it is. Let me double check the website before I say that. Now I was right. Yeah, it's freeblockbuster.org. There is a map there that you can take a look at it and you can see the closest one in your area. I got to tell you, the Northeast of America is killing it with these Blockbuster free Blockbuster rental movies thingies. Damn it. I was killing it until just then. My mind was like, nah, shut off. Now you're done. I'm looking at some of the VHSs here, dude. I'm seeing Rocky 2, The Nutty Professor. Like, this there's some good shit in here. DVDs, VHSs, ooh, Candyman, Warm Bodies, Ghostbusters, The Strangers, Edward Scissorhands. I can't read that one. Ooh, The Ring. That's another one. What else is on here? Let me see if I can find more. Shrek. This is 40, Ice Age, Scary Movie 2, Sandlot 2. Oh, I forgot there was a Sandlot 2. Never saw it. Austin Powers, Goldmember. Yes, these are all fucking great films. Skyfall, The Dark Knight, Star Trek Beyond. Some of these are hard to read. X-Men United. Lethal Weapon 2. Oh, this is great shit. So once again, go ahead and check out freeblockbuster.org to figure out where there is a Blockbuster free library close to you. If there is anything that you can learn from this episode today, it's we are surrounded by a lot of people, just like the ones that I talked about in this episode. We're surrounded by them. Every day, they're around. And they're allowed to vote. And that's something you got to really think about. Professional and Silly Life Rules. This is terrifying. Shout out to you guys, the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love you guys so much. I love your face, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Thank you so much for listening and enjoying and indulging on all this silly I got for your earballs. Also, if you haven't already, please do me a favor and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. It could be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. What else? I'm on some other stuff. YouTube, check me out. Speaking of YouTube and Spotify are the only ways at the moment where you can actually enjoy this podcast in video form, where I'll be sharing photos and sometimes even videos of the topics that I am discussing. Down below in the show notes is my stuff. I got my link tree. I think my link tree is still active. I got an email saying they don't be free anymore. So my I'm going to just start telling y'all what it is and just post the shit down below. My Instagram is at True Smiles Jones. True is spelled without the E. Smiles is plural and the last name is Jones. I don't know. That's my personal Instagram. And the podcast Instagram is at It's Pro Silly. You can always check me out at It's Pro Silly. Make sure if you want to reach out and you have something you want to share with the episode, with the podcast, or maybe you just want to reach out and say that you enjoy the podcast, or what have you. Maybe you don't like it. I don't know. But you can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And guys, I've got SpeakPipe. So check me out. SpeakPipe.com/AmberSmilesJones. And of course, the Google Voice number, 8056. What is it? Google Voice number? Yeah. 805-664-1828. Literally forgot what the number was for like 3 seconds. I'm telling you, I think I'm about done for the day. My brain is dead. Subscribe to the Professionally Silly podcast and YouTube channel. You don't want to miss any of the fun things that I'm thinking about doing. By the way, I know we're not doing the live podcast shows at TFK anymore, but what if I just did a live podcast here on YouTube where you guys are the main audience? I can pay more attention to your comments and the things that you're writing down in the chat box. I think that would be kind of interesting. Plus, maybe even if you want to join in on the podcast audibly, depending on what the topic is, you can call the Google Voice number and join in on the podcast audibly. That could be something that we can do as well. So I have a lot of fun ideas, but I'm thinking a live podcast once a month here on the Professionally Silly channel would be a good idea, since we don't have, you know, the show at TFK anymore. So let me know what you guys think down in the comment section. I know some of you reached out. Kristen, I know you reached out and said that you would be totally down for that. So that's really dope. I know Demaje would love that shit too. So, I know, there's some other listeners who may enjoy that as well, but, I'm hoping that if I do that, you guys will come. I think that you will, because you don't have to put on pants. So that's kind of cool. All right, guys. My P.O. Box, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. You know that strange feeling you get when you feel like there's a bug crawling on you and you look down and you realize there's nothing there? What if that's the ghost of all the bugs you've killed in your life? Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. I think that was probably worse than last week. So I was like, what if your dog is licking you because it knows there's bones inside of you? Until next time, be silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Also, buy the shirt on Teespring.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.